Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author, and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled, A Time for Self-Reflection.
A reading from the second letter of St. John. Chosen Lady, I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, Lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, let us love one another. For this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. The word of the Lord. The text is a portion of our first reading for this day. We are moving towards the end of ordinary time. In a couple weeks, we will be in Advent. Often the readings towards the end of ordinary time, the couple weeks before Advent, tend to be apocalyptic, predictive of disasters, possibly even intimations of how destructive the end of the world might be. They make us stop and think. In fact, our gospel text for this Friday is precisely of that sort, how Jesus talks about what will it be like when the Son of Man returns. So our context in many ways is self-reflective, requiring of us that we think about our lives. In fact, I think of the question sometimes, if I knew that the end of the world would be tomorrow, or if I simply knew that I would probably die tomorrow and had 24 hours left, what would I do with that time? The response comes really in the reading from the second letter of John, the first reading for this day, in which he says, let us love one another. Again, not only is this liturgically an apocalyptic context, but even in our world, one could well say, as has so often been the case, when people predicted because of certain disasters looming large, that this was the end of all time. As we think of our world and we think of how we are devastating the planet, which Pope Francis addressed in that encyclical Laudato Si, when we think of the ravages continuing with this pandemic and no end in sight, even though signs of hope down the road, when here in the United States I ponder our national elections, which have come and gone, but have not gone. They drag on as to how it's going to unfold. One could easily make a list of all these things, others, and say, indeed, these are ravaging, stress-filled, apocalyptic times. What do we do in times like this? We do not lose heart. We place our faith in Christ. We know that there is a time for every season and that this season is a burden for us. And therefore, we come back to that second letter of St. John, let us love one another. This is not the time to build up hatred. This is not the time to blame. This is not the time to simply be afraid of what may be coming. This is a time for self-reflection. First of all, for myself, to take some time and ponder, how am I living my life? What am I doing with my life? What if indeed I did have only a couple more days of life? Hopefully, I will use those days by loving deeply those whom I love as friends, but also the wider world. It's not a time to run from the crises, but to embrace them within Christ and not let ourselves be defeated by them, but to reflect on my own life and then also for a national self-consciousness and self-reflection. Where have other countries, where has the world gone astray that we find ourselves in the midst of this deep division? I must say that the answer comes not only what we find here in the second letter of John, but in Pope Francis's new encyclical, Fratelli Tutti, which I hope we can all read at least portions of, because it tells us that we are all called to see everyone as brother and sister, a time to tear down walls, not build them up, a time to reach out and love. This is a time for profound self-reflection. May you have some time this day to ponder that.